What would change in the world if you, me, and everyone choose to feed the wolf of possibilities instead of the one of doubt, distrust, and despair? The way I see it, our point of view creates reality, not the other way around. Somewhere deep within, I think we know that. In this podcast, I am daring you to claim this remarkable superpower. Join us and be inspired by trackers, explorers, and finders of possibilities from the multiverse of hope. Welcome to the podcast, Feeding the Wolf of Possibilities, with your host, Katarina Valentin.
Welcome to this episode of Feeding the Wolf of Possibilities. And today we're going to explore something that we may not usually connect with possibilities, killing energy. And my guest today is my friend Megan Hill. She's a brilliant marketing and communication strategist living in Denver, Colorado, USA. And currently she leads the creation for social media and marketing projects worldwide for Access Consciousness. And she's also a facilitator, a coach, and a speaker who travels around the world and empowers people to know that everything they desire is actually possible. So, Miss Megan, what is killing energy in your point of view?
Hello, Kat. Thanks for having me. I love the introduction. It's like, and now killing energy. So I had been taking Access classes for many years, and there's a story that Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, tells when he, you know, when he brings up the killing energy, which the killing energy is truly just the willingness to at least be aware of it instead of trying to think that everything's going to be okay. It's not that killing energy is bad and evil and scary. It's that if you are willing to be aware of it, basically you will know if there is something that's threatening your life or if somebody's there to kill you. Or what I've later found is that it's also quite a capacity to be able to use that energy to, you know, kill your limitations or kill disease in your body or whatever, things like that. So in these classes, Gary would tell this story about this woman who was at a class and they had talked about the killing energy one day. And she went to a party and left early. And these men approached her wearing a Coke jacket or something. Now I can't even remember the exact story. And she was willing to be this energy. And the men walked away and left her alone. And then later found out that all these women had been raped in the area. But because she had just learned about the killing energy, she knew to be that energy when required. So I literally had heard this story, the same story. You know, Gary Douglas tells different stories in classes to give you the energy that he's talking about. So I'd heard this story and I remember sometimes hearing it and being like, oh, here goes this story again. And strangely enough, I was walking home from a chiropractor appointment and having a very like lackluster time in my life, I could basically say. Like, I just wasn't really that excited about being alive. I had just had a baby. Like, all these things that I thought were supposed to be a certain way turned out to be not at all what my little fantasy world thought that they would be. So I was personally—
As it happens sometimes. Yes.
Exactly. So I wasn't exactly full of, you know, possibilities, basically. And a man came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder when I was trying to get into my mom's house, and he put a gun into my chest. And in that moment, I literally heard the words killing energy. It was like Gary Douglas's booming voice. And not only did I hear it, but I perceived what I was going to have to be like within a flash to actually live, essentially, because the guy was definitely there to kill me. And likely kill my, like, I was trying to get in my mom's house and she had my 6-month-old child. So there was this whole thing that could have happened. But because I was willing to be aware of the fact that he was there to kill, I then had the choice to choose to basically be more of that or more. I actually can't put words to what it was, but I was more willing to live than he was willing to have the energy to kill. So that's sort of quick version.
So what happened? He turned around and left when you were being this energy, or what occurred when you were willing to step into that energy in that moment?
I pushed the gun up. He said there was a gun. He had a gun into my chest. I pushed the gun up and I fought back, essentially. So he hit me several times with the gun. I literally screamed, I will kill you. I think I threw an F-bomb in there as well. And I knew at the time that it was like 6 p.m. or something. So people were going to be walking the streets. It was downtown Chicago. So I knew that if I was loud enough and fierce enough that somebody would at least show up to help. I freaked him out a bit because it didn't go the way that he thought it was going to go. And so he ended up stealing my phone and running away after the little battle. Go ahead.
What happened like inside of you when what changed inside of you, both like right during the moment and then after? Did you get tired after, or like did you get more energetic? Do you know what I mean? Like what shifted inside of you?
It was like the greatest series of, like, if you can imagine like a tornado, a hurricane, some supernatural phenomenon, like a star bursting. It was like, it had all of that. It wasn't scary. It was like, I had so much energy that it was like, I'm going to live regardless, basically. And that, it was so weird because you would think the killing energy would be scary. And I honestly, Kat, don't even know if that was killing energy, but I knew the energy of what he was there to do. One of the things that Gary has said about killing energy is that it's the energy of when a rattlesnake wiggles its tail and does the rattle to let you know, like, I could kill you if you come near me. Like, that's the killing energy. I'm not sure what occurred exactly, besides that energy was there. And then the energy that I chose to be was what ended up allowing me to live.
I just want to add something here that I realized when you were talking. So I took my daughter to a self-defense course. I just thought it'd be a good thing. She's 18, you know, walking around in Stockholm and just knowing what to do. And one of the it was a very hands-on course. And one of the surprising things that I didn't know really is that they were talking about what you do in a situation where somebody follows you, like when somebody follows you in the street. And they said, you do not walk faster. You do not try to get away and run. You actually, the best thing to do is to turn around and stand your ground and look at them and say, are you following me? Because if they're going to attack you, they're going to attack you anyway. And if you show that energy, they really called it, they didn't call it killing energy, but they called it, if you are willing to be an energy of no, like an energy of, this does not happen, that person will most likely think that you're too much trouble.
Yes.
You're too much trouble to even go there. And if they attack, the other thing they said was you make as much noise you can. You like make noise and you fight and you make sure that you are too much trouble to take on. And I think that is a similar, like that willingness to be the energy of no, the rattlesnake, like do not come close here and do not come here. For me, it was such a, I don't know where I learned that you were supposed to like run or find a place to hide, but that was obviously not the thing to do. And it was such a like empowering thing when they talked about it in the course for every woman. And it was a woman's defense course, but all of us, like our back kind of got straighter. Like there was something that occurred in there. And I think that is similar to that, tapping into that energy of, I have the potency to kill you if you come closer.
When you say that, it's so funny because one of the things that has always been just like perplexing to me is that I never saw his face. So I was aware of this, the man approaching, but like I said, because I was kind of that lackluster, and this isn't why it happened, but it was like, I know the energy that I wasn't aware, like that energy that you were describing of being willing to like, okay, someone's following me, turn around, look at them. That's being really present in your life. That's really present when you walk down the street. That's really present of every single thing around you. Not necessarily like hyper present, like always looking for something bad, but you're really present. I was not that present. I mean, I knew as I flash back to it, I know all of these elements of when he walked by and I know exactly what he was wearing and blah, 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 blah. But it was like, from that moment forward, I am aware of everything going on around me. And I never have allowed myself to be that checked out again, if that makes sense. Like I'm more present in my life. I'm more potent in every interaction. And like you said, like if somebody were there, I'd be willing to face it straight on. And that's an energy that has now stayed with me for, you know, pretty much ever since then.
Well, we all hear stories about kind of like peak moments or miracle moments when everything that seems impossible or catastrophic or something, and suddenly out of nowhere, somebody has all these capacities come together and exponentialize and goes like beyond into something different. Like, you know, grandmothers lifting a car off their grandchild, or somebody somehow slows time and are able to push somebody out of the way of a car or a bus coming running. Like there is something where we tap into the killing energy, or like a superpower, miraculous energy in that moment. And your story reminds me of that, like waking up out of you call it lackluster existence, where you weren't really present or aware, and suddenly become acutely aware and having access to energies that we don't have access to otherwise.
Yeah, definitely. In the beginning, it's kind of one of those stories that every time I tell it, it seems like it freaks people out. So I don't tell the story too often, but I'm getting to a different space of like where I can tell the story in a way that's different. And so I've been writing a lot on it. But one of the things that I've been looking at is at that time, I was really dying to live. You know, I didn't know how to get there. I was taking access classes and I was using all of the tools, and yet I was just so blah. That's the only, like, it was just blah, and had a desire to live and live wildly and intensely and also with a tremendous amount of peace as well. But I didn't know how to get there. And so it's so interesting because it's like, I don't sit around and think like, oh, this happened to get me there, anything like this. It's kind of like you said, like a colliding of events that occurred that gives you this access to things that you'd been asking for. From that moment, I started choosing to live and choosing things that were getting me closer to that life that I was asking for. And sometimes I still go in like these dips, but anytime I go into that like lackluster blah, I remember like it could all be gone tomorrow. You know, it's you could literally die tonight. So what are you going to choose? You know, how are you going to choose to live? How are you going to create your day? How are you going to choose to be with people that you interact with? How are you going to show up in the world if today is your last day? You know, and it's not to freak people out that you could die at any time, but when you start living from that place, everything starts being different.
It's like the killing energy allowed you to come alive in a really cool way. It reminds me of also many years ago, I think I had also used the access tools for a few years in, and we were in Australia, and I was going to go home from a class there, and I thought I should just go swim before we leave. And I was a little bit rushed, so I didn't go where there were bath guards or whatever they're called, like swim guards. I just walked straight down and I got caught in this riptide and I could not get out. And I forgot everything I knew about riptides, where actually, if you ever get caught in a riptide, do not try to swim to shore, but swim sideways. But I didn't remember that. So I tried to swim to shore, and a riptide basically just brings you back further and further back. The more you fight, the more it'll bring you back. So right. I came to this point where I'm like, I got so tired and so much like adrenaline in my body that like it wouldn't go anywhere. And I'm going to drown here. I'm literally going to die. Nobody's going to know where I am, because I didn't tell anyone where I went. I was like, I'm just going to disappear out of everyone's life. And I'm just going to die now. And it was one of those moments where I'm like, my daughter was like six or something, and she had been very afraid of me swimming. She kept asking, Mom, you cannot swim in Australia. There's going to come a shark and eat you or something. She had this visions as a child and had promised her not to swim. Also, so there was this, like, all of that occurred in my head while I'm still like fighting just to keep my head above the water. And then go, no, very similar, I think, to the killing energy. Like I go, no, this is just not happening now. This is not happening. And I somehow got energy that I didn't even know how I did it. And I like jumped somehow forward. So I got some ground, like sand under my feet. And then I I slowly pushed my way into the shore, and then I fell over, and some guards came and actually got me and gave me oxygen because people had seen me fighting, like in the way, yeah. Like after a while they saw me. And I realized that I had nearly died, like you're saying. And I also realized that I had tapped into an energy that was beyond what my body or I would really have capacity to have in this reality. Like it went beyond something. And like you say, I tap into that moment when I doubt, kind of like that I doubt that I have the energy to go on, or I get like, I know I have energy beyond what is considered normal. And I know I have access to that if I choose to in that moment. So my whole reality changed. And it's such a gift that that occurred there in that moment. Even though I, of course, like you say, it's not like I think it occurred because of that, but I also am so grateful that I was shown, look, you can tap into something that goes beyond what you think. It's like a superpower.
It is. And then you, that moment where you've got self-doubt going on and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you just say no, and you choose. It's like, I don't know about you, but oftentimes I'm in moments in my life and I'm like, why would I not choose that potency every time? You know, like, if I'm having a bad day or something where I'm thinking I'm pathetic and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, if you had sometimes I literally will go so, you know, intensely and be like, if you had a gun in your chest right now, is this what you would choose? If you were drowning in the ocean, is this what you would choose? You know, it's like, why do we wait until we're almost dead to choose with that, whatever that energy is that you're like, it's so in the words that you're describing, like to not be taken down by your own volition, essentially.
Well, it's nearly like we need the why to be big enough to step out of the limitations and into limitlessness. But somehow it's like, what if there didn't need to be a big why? What if living could be enough to like choose that flow of, because it's like a peaceful intensity that it's like when I had the no, I relaxed into that capacity. It, like I just knew the fight disappeared in that
the moment. Fight disappeared. And I think that that's actually key, is because I've been looking at it a lot lately. I'm not exactly sure why, like the 9-year anniversary or whatever, it's not even anniversary, but it like pops up in my phone of when it happened was like 2 weeks ago. So the whole event like came up into my world again, but from this place of like, now's the time to create something with it. But then as well, when I was just in Mexico with you, and there was a really cool part in the class where Dane talked about the killing energy and what occurs if you have it as a capacity, but you don't use it. I've really been looking at where I have been using it against me through like being angry or being whatever, instead of just, like you said, having the willingness to just be this energy whenever it's required. And that actually in some strange way. So you'll have to, if you're listening, you'll have to find out what it is for you. Like you don't have to go have a near death moment to access it. Just ask like, what is this for me? And what is this energy? And be willing to sort of discover it. Like the rattlesnake is probably the easiest example of the energy without having to like go into it too deep. But what, you know, where could you be being that energy in your life, you know, that you're not? Because what I found is the more I'm willing to be that, I actually get happier. I get more peaceful. I get less of that fight. Like you were saying, like to swim sideways instead of forward. It's like, oh, okay. I could just swim sideways. Like that's also this energy of like, okay, if I swim this way, I could die, or I could just swim sideways, you know, like this willingness to be aware of where you are killing yourself, where you're killing your future, where you're killing your creations. And I think the analogy is brilliant. And instead of swimming head on and getting stuck in the, and pulled back in the riptide, swim sideways, you know, what else is possible?
And really, I would say also, when you're not willing to be the killing energy, especially in the moments when it's required, often, at least I become a victim instead and pathetic, and which means that one, I don't have access to the energy that would actually change it. And I also am usually angry at myself for not using it. So there's so much that happens that limits the possibilities. It's kind of what we've been taught in this reality, that we are a victim in those moments. So what if all of that is the lie that's sticking us? So if you're listening to this, also look at what are the moments where you're choosing, instead of tapping into your capacities and being that energy that could change everything, you're like falling back in that automatic victim mode. So like kind of trying, okay, what could I choose instead here to be? Like, what could I choose instead here to be to change this? And it is not, we're not taught to be the killing energy, energy of no at all. And yet I would say it's a kinder, more inclusive. When you're willing to have that, you have so much more of you, which means that you're actually able to contribute more to everyone around in a different way. So it is a possibility energy more than, maybe more than a lot of the other energies that all the energies that we get presented with as possibilities. This energy is like one of the most unexpected ones and yet so potent.
Well, and I think, you know, what you said, we are not taught this energy and we're not taught that it's okay to be it. And we're taught actually to not be it, you know, because if you be this, you will stand out, you will be too much, you will not be controllable, you will be, you know, too potent, all the things that are uncontrollable. It's an uncontrollable energy. And I remember right after the incident, I was, you know, in the ambulance, and the paramedics were I was like, I can take on the world. I had so much energy running through me that I was like, not scared, not crying, like, let me go fly right now. And they were like, why did you fight back? You should have never done that. You could have been killed. And they just kept like slamming me. They're like, you should have just given him whatever he wanted. I said, I didn't have anything. I only had my keys and my phone. But they were like, you shouldn't have done that because you could have been killed. And I just said, you know what? If I hadn't done that, I would have been killed. But I had to know that for me, you know, because they basically were like, oh, you're just a girl that you should have, you know, shouldn't have been in this area. Whatever their point of view was, it was definitely next time you are basically leave Chicago is what they were telling me, because it was like the deadliest summer of, you know, Chicago has deadly moments. But they were basically like, you should never be that. You should never fight back. You should just give in and eventually they'll go away. But how much are we taught that? Like, just give in, give up you, and the person will eventually leave you alone.
Yep. And it's interesting because it does go into so many other areas, even if we don't dive into it today, like with bullying, with who are you actually being in your life, and what space are you creating with the energy you're being to open up possibilities, but also to like, what kind of interactions are you creating? And I just want to point out, this doesn't mean that if you're not able to be the killing energy, you're wrong. This is an exploration of an energy that could be available for you to add like in your life and to kind of start to explore. And again, like Megan said in earlier, is what is it for you? How does it work for you? It's so different for everyone. This energy is different and how you use it is different and what moments you use it is different. So again, it's not about you're being wrong now because you don't have this energy. It's about adding.
Yeah. And the key is to just be willing to be aware of it, you know, to just start with being willing to be aware of it. Because if you are just, you know, if you think everything's going to be fine, I mean, Gary Douglas and Dane here both say that the ultimate safety is total awareness. And this is just an energy to be aware of. If you take some access classes, like the foundation, they talk about it in there as well, and start exploring it. And I think another key thing is that if you have had these moments where, you know, say you've got some near-death experience or you've been abused or whatever, it's like one other thing that gave me a huge, huge amount of freedom with this was it actually wasn't personal. Like it wasn't I didn't do something to cause this man to walk up to me to put a gun. Like I didn't do something wrong, because that's what I went into, of course, as you do, like, oh my God, what did I choose that was so wrong to have this happen to me? It was just a random event that
occurred, and a random insanity of the world that occurred, and it wasn't personal, and I had tools to change it, you know? So it's like, if you are listening and this brings up any weird stuff for you, just know that there's so many things within Access Consciousness that we have that can get you out of the post-traumatic stress. Like, I don't even have any of the post-traumatic stress anymore, which is really cool. Sometimes I get a little bit jumpy if I'm walking down the street, but pretty much I just, okay, that's my body just being aware. It's not wrong. It's, you know, it's just aware. All of it's a possibility. And all of it, if you can come out of the wrongness of it, you can tap into the strongness that's there that's beyond anything anyone ever teaches you about.
I think that's a beautiful place also to end. And it really does allow you to be willing to be totally aware. Because if you come out of the wrongness of it, then you don't have to avoid any awareness. And then you can actually be aware of everything, which is the ultimate way of functioning.
And then you have superpowers so that you can handle anything.
Yes, exactly. Awareness does give you superpowers. So thank you so much for coming on, Megan. And we will continue to explore how different superpower or possibilities can change the way we create our lives and futures. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Feeding the Wolf of Possibilities. I hope you have more space in your world now. If you would like to listen to earlier episodes, share with other people, or subscribe, please go to Spotify, iTunes, or visit katrinavalentin.com/wolf.